In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Bobby Wilcott buys his wife Addie a new house, hoping to save their struggling marriage. When a dark force invades their lives, they refuse to believe it can hurt them. But when things turn violent, they must decide to stay and fight, or run and risk tearing their family apart. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. New England, a region steeped in history and natural beauty. It is said that for hundreds of years, legions of dead have roamed this land. Many are lost souls, unable to find their way in the afterlife. Others remain tormented, looking for eternal peace. But some are reared from the depths of hell that only exist to torture the living. The year is 1978. Bobby and Addie Wilcott are looking to buy a home.
Oh, I don't think anybody's home here. Why don't you take the key?
Addie is a housewife.
No, go ahead. If you need me, I'll be out here.
And Bobby is an engineer.
She's not coming in?
Well,
they are currently living with Bobby's parents. But it's been causing problems in their relationship. Addie wants her own house.
I met with some real estate agents, and I dragged Bobby along to look at some houses, and he just found fault with each and every single house we looked at.
What do you think?
Concerned that Addie may leave him, Bobby agrees to buy a house, believing that it will bring them closer together.
I love it.
It was built in the early 1800s, so it needs a little fixing up.
We're not afraid of a little work, are we?
Not a problem.
Come on. Let's go inside. Our realtor had been in the house once before. She said she would never go in it again. And we asked her why, and she wouldn't give us a reason.
It's already open.
Oh, come inside.
There.
We're with the real estate agent. The door was open.
Wait here. And don't go upstairs.
Come on.
Bobby. Bobby.
Come on, it's all right.
He said not to go upstairs.
Sorry, I already put a down payment on the place. We practically own it.
What?
I gave her a check, a down payment.
I can't believe this. You bought a house without telling me?
I didn't buy it.
It was such a great deal.
I
didn't want to let it slip away, so I put a deposit on it immediately.
I had to. I checked the ad in the paper, and the place was so cheap, we would have lost it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I can't believe you didn't tell me.
I just did.
Although Addie is annoyed, she hopes this house will be the answer to their marital problems.
I was really excited about the idea that he was finally excited about having a home.
Snail shut.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Look. All of them are nailed shut.
Doesn't make any sense.
Every single one.
I wouldn't do that.
Jesus.
This place is a mess.
Hey. I told you not to go upstairs.
Sorry, but I can't buy a house unless I see it, can I?
Okay, come on. Let's go downstairs. Come on.
We kind of brushed him off as crazy. We just thought that maybe he had gone senile, and why shouldn't anybody be upstairs?
Check out the kitchen.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
You went upstairs.
Yeah, why were all the doors nailed shut?
It looked like they've never lived in the whole house all the years they were here.
Hey.
There was something peculiar going on here, but we just associated it more with the family rather than anything really being wrong with the house.
In here, I noticed, is this one of those old player pianos?
It doesn't work.
Hmm. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I know why you didn't go inside.
Well, it's fixer-upper, but it's priced to sell.
It's a real New England colonial house.
It's so beautiful.
First house. A clean slate. Give us a fresh start.
Okay. I couldn't wait to have my own place to put my own things in, to have my own holidays, and to have our own friends over and to be able to entertain them.
As the Wilcotts get caught up in restoring the old house, all of their marital problems seem to disappear.
Working side by side together brought us closer.
Maybe we should try moving back in with my mother.
Oh, don't start. That is not even funny.
We were really excited about having our own home, and it was just going to be beautiful once we fixed it up.
A few months later, while Bobby runs errands,
art won't work.
Addie's friend Shannon stops by to see their new home.
It looks like
for some reason, the previous owners left the broken player piano behind.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I thought someone had thought the house was empty and had come in to break into the house.
So we went to investigate.
Addie, it's an old house. Old houses make noises.
Not like this. This was a huge
Bobby,
crash.
It was a huge crashing sound, loud. There's no explanation for that.
Yeah.
It's gonna take a while to get used to this old house.
You know what? I gotta go.
The mysterious noises begin to stir up old tensions in their relationship.
What's with her?
She's a little freaked, Bobby.
The next day, Addie feels she must get out of the house.
Music automatically. It was baffling.
Antique auction, but got plenty of things at the farmer's market.
Were you just inside?
No, I just pulled up.
I was upstairs and I heard the piano playing and I came down and there's no one there. It was music, real music with the notes and everything. Like the piano was working perfectly.
Bobby, you're really upset.
Yeah, no kidding.
There has to be some explanation for this.
I'm not so sure about that.
Come on inside. Make some lunch.
No, you go ahead. I'm not hungry.
Addie simply ignores what happened, not wanting to give Bobby a reason to move out. Over the next year, the cost of renovating and maintaining their home becomes a financial burden for the Wilcotts.
I don't understand why this bill is so high. There's no way, no way we are using that much power.
You're the one that's always leaving the lights on.
Something else is wrong.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
Shut everything off, and the meter was still turning.
What's going on with the lights? What are you doing?
I shut the power off. Look,
That's why our bill is so high. The meter's broken.
Well, turn it on.
Yeah, it reads the same whether it's on or off. Definitely broken.
All right, well, this basement creeps me out. I'm going upstairs. Bobby!
Sorry.
Leave the lights on.
I was just checking.
You can call the electric company tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, another big repair bill, and we're on our way to the poorhouse.
I called the power company. They came up and checked it. The meter was okay. It was very frustrating for me because I thought this should be a very tangible problem that we could, you know, get a handle on and fix. And it was never really resolved to my satisfaction.
One night, the following week, Bobby returns home from work.
Be back soon.
Front door open.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
When I came in, this door was open.
Are you sure?
I was standing right there. First time, I closed it, and it opened by itself. And then I came back in, and I locked it, and it opened again.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know, Addie. Maybe I should just nail all the doors shut.
Bobby!
I was always a person of reason. I thought there was a logical explanation for everything, but I was just completely unprepared for this.
It's impossible.
I don't understand. I heard it.
I know.
We just looked at each other's shop. We had no explanation for it. We were sharing the house with something.
The next day, Addie arranges for a local dealer to take the piano away.
You Really think that'll do any good?
Well, if this door opens with this lock on it, we know we have a problem.
We never told anybody else about what was going on in the house for the reason that we just didn't want to be labeled crazy.
Wow, you've been busy.
I've come by because I have great news for both of you. How would you like to make a big profit? How'd you like to double your investment? I have a client, came by the other day, saw the house. He's absolutely in love with it. He's ready to make an offer on the house.
That's incredible. Is he serious?
Dead serious.
We're really not interested.
You know what? We don't have to make...
In spite of all the strange events, Addie knows that the house is the glue to their marriage.
Do you guys have my car?
Yes. If they sell it now, she fears it would be the end of their relationship.
He wasn't ready to grow up yet, even though I had... made him buy me a house. And I felt that if we had to start all over again, if we had to buy another house, it might not happen.
Thanks for the news. We sell this place now, we'll make a profit. We can get a whole new place.
But I love this house.
It's too big for us.
Well, soon we're gonna need the extra room.
For what? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Are you happy?
Of course I am!
Over the next few years, the bizarre incidents happen so infrequently that the Wilcotts learn to live with them.
These occurrences, the electrical, the crashing noises, the piano music, it wasn't enough to really warn us to push the panic button.
Hey, Sterling.
The birth of their son, Sterling, now 5 years old, has created a new bond between Bobby and Addie.
Sterling came along and we were enjoying our family, doing our little outings and barbecues and having our holidays.
One day, Addie runs errands with Sterling, leaving Bobby to handle the housework. Bobby is now convinced that whatever is in the house has become more aggressive.
I wanted to disbelieve it, but I couldn't. It was a sinister presence. We gotta get help now.
He's here.
The couple turns to their Lutheran pastor for help.
Pastor, hi.
Hi, Addie.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's nice being here, Addie. It's good to see you. Hey, Robert, how are you? I want to tell you what I told your wife the other day at church. We can offer you a blessing and a prayer. That's all I can do.
We understand. And anything you can do, we really appreciate it.
Okay.
Why don't you come in inside?
Yeah.
Oh, God of kindness and mercy, enter this home and grant it the grace of your presence.
There was no provision inside the Protestant church for dealing with these occurrences other than he could do a blessing on the house. And there was more of an appeasement to try to ease our fears.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
worked? The blessing?
I hope so. It is quieter.
You think?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, me too.
Concerned for their child's safety, Addie and Sterling stay with Bobby's parents for the week, leaving Bobby at home, alone.
If a 747 had broken the sound barrier 100 feet over our house, it wouldn't have been any louder.
Struggle for your very soul.
The following day, Addie and Sterling returned home.
It's getting worse. I just hate to wonder how bad can it get.
That night.
Riley! Come here, boy. Riley? Riley?
Tries to put the recent incident out of her mind, not wanting to move from the house that has brought stability to her marriage.
And I thought, well, I just have to just get control of myself. I have to trust in God. And I thought, the less I thought about it, the less that it could have an effect on my life.
As a precaution, Addie and Bobby move Sterling into their bedroom.
Beside the bed, and suddenly I saw this man, jet black man.
I saw it. It's
okay, there's nothing there.
No, it was my bed.
We can't just pack up and leave. We had too much invested in the house, but we were just getting increasingly terrified.
Desperate, the Wilcotts decide to hire a team of paranormal investigators.
Now tell me, what is it exactly that you are witnessing?
For over three decades, Ed and Lorraine Warren have explored thousands of hauntings and paranormal phenomena in the U.S. and Europe.
And locked it.
Ed is known worldwide as a religious demonologist. His wife, Lorraine, is a clairvoyant.
Has anyone in the
Almost
family?
Immediately, she begins to sense what has been going on in the house.
Has the child been affected by it?
Things can stay dormant in these homes for years. Nothing happens, and then a family moves in where there is turmoil, arguing, fighting, animosity between family members. That is what triggers off and gives it and energizes the phenomena.
Richard Jackson has been a student of the Warrens for the past year.
I believe in ghosts in the same way that most people believe that they breathe air. It is not even a question of belief whatsoever.
It's hot. There is a demon. This area is a portal to evil.
At that time, we really didn't want to believe her. We were still denying that something that bad could be going on right in our own home.
Demons can be difficult to remove, but it can be done.
Lorraine said that if we left the house, the demons would just follow us wherever we went. We had to make a stand here at this time in this place.
This house is going to have to be exorcised.
Don't worry. We'll handle all of the arrangements.
Now, it may take some time because we have to apply to the Vatican for approval.
That could take months.
Later that night.
Bobby, wake up. Bobby, Bobby,
Bobby, it's a dream. It's a dream.
No.
Yeah.
No, there were bugs all over me. I couldn't get them off. It was awful.
Bobby, sweetie, there's nothing here.
They're real. I swear they were real.
The nightmare was so real that I couldn't get it out of my head. It was pretty frightening.
A few days later.
Why don't I fix you some lunch?
Richard stops by to check on the Wilcotts.
Oh, come on.
I felt suddenly protective of the family, and I told them no matter what, there's always going to be help, and that I was going to help them find it.
Eddie! Eddie!
Oh, God. Oh, my God, what's happening? Oh, my God.
Stop breathing.
Baby, breathe.
Yes, it's my 5-year-old son. He's choking. Sterling!
We need help!
Come on! What's that? Salt. Blessed salt. It is a demonic attack. It'll ward off the evil spirit.
Baby, breathe. Come on. Breathe, sweetie, breathe. Mommy, please help.
In the name of the Lord, I command any and all spirits of hate and spite to release this Lamb of God. It is not I, but the holiest of holy that commands you.
I knew at this point the escalation was really ramping up and something had to be done.
I'll burn this house to the ground if I have to.
Sterling's brush with death pushes Bobby and Abby to their breaking point.
We can't wait any longer. We have to have an exorcism.
Bobby and Addie take Sterling to his grandparents' house and track down the Warrens.
Fumigation.
Because of the attack, Bobby and Addie must act quickly. They cannot wait for the Vatican to approve the exorcism. The Warrens call on Bishop Robert McKenna, who has performed over 100 exorcisms throughout New England.
When I first laid eyes on Bishop McKenna, somehow I knew this man's the real deal.
He sacramented the cross, commands him, as does also the virtue of all the mysteries of the Christian faith. Theotokos commands thee. She, who in her humility did crush thy most proud head in the first instant of her immaculate conception, the faith of the Holy Apostle,
and I started to black out. I was right in front of God.
Smoke is driven away.
And he said it was going to be okay.
The lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered the root.
As Addie tries to regain her strength, she hopes that the bishop can rid her house of evil.
The root of David. May thy mercy, Lord, be upon us, and as much as we have hoped in thee. Every spirit, every satanic power, every assault of the infernal adversary, every legion in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may be uprooted and cleaved from the church of God.
The creaking and groaning, it was just coming from everywhere as all at once.
As wax melts before the face of fire, so may sinners perish before the face of God. Exercise. Every assault, every adversary, every
diabolical congregation.
The name, by the virtue of the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, redeemed by the precious blood of
the divine Lamb.
Hear no more.
Hear no more. Come see.
Grace. Grace. Persecute. Drive out. Drive out. Sift them as righteous.
Bishop McKenna concludes the rite of exorcism, and immediately the evil vanishes from the house.
It felt empty, like there was no one else in here with us. The fog had lifted. It felt beautiful.
Mm. Do you smell that?
It smells like roses.
What you're smelling is the odor of sanctity. It's a sign of God's presence. The end of a successful exorcism.
After years of torment, Bobby and Addie have finally found peace.
Honey, sit down. Big Natty.
This whole experience pulled us much closer together as a family unit. We realized if we could deal with this, then we could get through anything together.
That's a good seat right there.
We went back to pretty much being the people we were before, and I think that was the greatest gift of all, that we got to go back to being husband and wife, parents, enjoying our family, and being able to enjoy it without being in fear in our own home.
It's hard to believe this until you really observe it. You really can't send evil away forever. They're here with us, whether we like it or not.